This is Dr. Philip Pearman in Amarillo, Texas for the Radio Readers Book Club. In Atul Gawande's book, Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End, I found the second chapter the most sobering. In Things Fall Apart, previously published as an essay in The New Yorker, Gawande discusses the inevitability of the biological decline of old age. In fact, this chapter influenced my own decision to retire from the active practice of medicine at age 78. I know of no one who can do at 88 what they did at 78. Gawande describes how modern medicine extended the average lifespan and changed the way we decline. Prior to the 20th century, most people who survived infancy, childhood, and childbirth could expect to live healthy, active lives well into their 40s or beyond. Then something untoward would happen, and the individual would die suddenly, like falling off a cliff. Medicine has altered the pattern of decline for victims of chronic diseases such as heart, lung, and liver failure. Gawande writes, "Our treatments can stretch the descent out until it ends up looking less like a cliff and more like a hilly road down the mountain. Many of us do even better and now live a full lifespan and die of old age." He reminds us, old age is not a diagnosis. The complex system of a human being with all of its backups of extra kidney, lung, and teeth breaks down. Gawande argues this is less genetic and more the end results of wear and tear, so that at a certain time, all living processes come to an end. Our hair pigment stem cells die off so we become gray. Our lung capacity decreases. Our immune systems do not work as well. Our joints deteriorate and are replaced with titanium. Medicine has been so effective at keeping us going today that we have as many 50-year-olds as we have 5-year-olds. Gawande notes, in 30 years, there will be as many people over 80 as there are under 5 throughout the industrialized world. One might expect a growth in doctors caring for the elderly. However, he reports that the number of certified geriatricians that the medical profession has put in practice has actually fallen in the United States by 25% between 1996 and 2010. Gawande thinks this is largely due to physicians' dislike for the caring of elderly. One geriatrician interviewed by him outlines how many of the problems of the elderly are chronic and difficult to treat. High blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, memory loss, poor vision, deafness. He says there's nothing glamorous about taking care of any of those things. Gawande does note that the lack of geriatricians has to do with money. Income in geriatrics and adult primary care are among the lowest in medicine. I think that this is a much greater issue as the average medical student graduates with $193,000 of debt. They have to choose a specialty that will pay more. Hospitals resist becoming geriatric centers because Medicare, which insures the elderly, does not cover that cost. Gawande notes that caring for the elderly requires each of us to contemplate the unfixable in our lives in order to make the small changes necessary for better care of the elderly. To paraphrase Gawande, continuing the prevailing fantasy that we can be ageless not only flies against the realities of our biology, but also results in huge wasted expenses for medical interventions during the last months of our lives. This money would be better spent on improving our well-being as the frailty of age descends upon us. Given that 40% of us who live to 85 will have dementia, and half of us will spend at least a year in nursing homes, altering our approach from the treatment of symptoms to a process that allows us to age with meaning and purpose seems imperative to Gawande and to me. This has been Philip Pearman for the Radio Readers Book Club.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. Find more at hppr.org.